Hey there, curious cats. It's Andy here. Welcome back to another episode where we feed your curiosity with bite-sized stories about the most intriguing people, places, and companies on Earth. Today's spotlight, a company that makes jackets and climbing gear. Yeah, on the surface, that's all it seems. But dig a little deeper, and you'll find a rebel brand that's redefined what it means to be in business. We're talking about Patagonia Inc., the outdoor clothing company that once famously told its customers, "Don't buy this jacket." Yeah, on Black Friday, no less. So what's the deal? Why would a company actively discourage people from buying its products? And what happens when a business decides it doesn't want to just make money, but save the planet? Buckle up. This story is part adventure, part activism, and all about inspiring change, one fleece at a time. Let's rewind the clock. It's 1957. A young climber named Yvon Chouinard starts forging his own climbing gear out of an old coal-fired stove he bought for $3.50 at a junkyard. Back then, commercial climbing hardware was either unavailable or bad quality, so Yvon made his own and sold it out of the back of his car in Yosemite. By the 1960s, Chouinard Equipment, his fledgling business, had become the leading supplier of climbing equipment in the US. But there was a catch. The metal pitons he made, which climbers hammered into rock faces, were damaging the environment. So what did Yvon do? He made himself obsolete. He stopped selling pitons and shifted to safer, friendlier gear called chocks. It was the first big sign that this was no ordinary entrepreneur, and that set the tone for everything that would become Patagonia. In 1973, Patagonia Inc. was born as a clothing brand, and right from the start, it had a vibe. Imagine colourful rugby shirts from Scotland in a sea of tan khakis. It was technical gear but stylish, durable but comfy. Basically, it was the first outdoor brand you could wear both on a mountain and at brunch. But Patagonia didn't just dress climbers, it climbed its own mountain of purpose. In the 1980s, they started donating 10% of profits to grassroots environmental groups. That later became 1% of total sales. Trust me, donating a chunk of profits in retail, where margins are tight, is rare. But Patagonia didn't flinch. They went further. In 1996, Patagonia switched all its cotton clothing to organic cotton. Now, switching fabrics doesn't sound that radical until you realise cotton farming with pesticides is one of the most chemically intensive practices in agriculture. Patagonia understood that simply making less bad products wasn't enough. They had to rethink the whole supply chain. And that brings us to Patagonia's now famous activism. You remember that ad campaign I mentioned earlier? Black Friday 2011. A full-page ad in a major newspaper read, "Don't buy this jacket." Below it, a call for responsible consumerism. Patagonia was challenging its own customers to think twice before purchasing. To buy only what they need, to repair what they could, and to reuse before replacing. It was genius and bold. And yeah, a little contradictory. But it sparked conversation and action, and they didn't stop there. In 2017, after the US government reduced protection for Barriers National Monument, Patagonia sued the government. Say that out loud. A clothing company suing the US president. That had never happened before. Patagonia's homepage read, "The president stole your land." They weren't playing it safe. They were playing for keeps. Then in 2022, Patagonia did something so mind-bending, it made headlines around the globe. Yvon Chouinard, then 83 years old, gave the company away. Yep, he transferred ownership to a trust and a non-profit called the Holdfast Collective. Not to family, not to investors, to the Earth. In his words, Earth is now our only shareholder. Let that sink in for a second. A billionaire founder chose not to sell out or cash in, but to funnel every dollar not reinvested in the company toward addressing climate change and protecting nature. That's not business as usual, that's business as activism, and it's working. Patagonia is valued at around $3 billion today, but instead of distributing profits to shareholders, it distributes them to the planet. Now, of course, it's not all perfect. Patagonia still produces hundreds of thousands of products each year, often in countries far from its home base in Ventura, California. Manufacturing anything at scale has environmental costs. But the difference, Patagonia acknowledges it, publicly. They even have a section on their site called The Footprint Chronicles, where they break down the environmental impact of their products. It's honest. It's transparent. That makes you trust them more, not less. By the way, did you know Patagonia employees get paid to bail out of work and go protest for environmental causes? Yep, they're even trained in peaceful civil disobedience, and their company perks are famously amazing. Think, on-site childcare since the 1980s, flexible schedules so people can catch the surf, and a corporate culture driven by purpose. Here's the kicker, even with all this activism, Patagonia grows. Why? Because more and more consumers, people like you, vote with your dollars. You want products that last, gear that reflects your values, a company that's more than just a logo. And Patagonia gets that. So what can we learn from all of this? Well, maybe this. That business doesn't have to be cutthroat. It doesn't have to mean endless growth at the planet's expense. You can build a thriving, profitable company and still care deeply about the world it operates in. You can sell jackets and still save forests. And maybe you don't have to pick between doing well and doing good. So next time you're zipping up a fleece or walking into a gear shop, ask yourself, what story does this brand tell? What values did it stitch into its seams? And the next time you wonder whether one person or one company can really make a difference, remember Patagonia. Thanks for tuning in to Curious Cat. If today's story got you thinking, share it with a friend, or even better, repair an old jacket instead of tossing it, just like Patagonia would want. Until next time, stay curious.